And I have the chapter presents here, and you guys are welcome to go in any order that you'd like.
See, I'm looking for a mic, and oh, here we go. Yeah, hello, Bill Reif from I Am President of the...
Can we get your attention? I know you guys. Excuse me.
Yes, okay.
Excuse me.
Yes, this is... I'm Bill Reif. I'm president of the Ferris Wheel Chapter.
Come on, guys.
The Ferris Wheel Chapter, which includes Jacksonville and Springfield. And I've been active in that chapter. Kathy Randall is also a member. Charlene Elder, who is not here this year. Charlene and Gary. Roberta, of course, my wife is a member. Our chapter has had some activities. Certainly, most of us are involved on the state level and in various committees. We're hoping to reestablish contact with the school for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, and I'm in touch with Vicki, and I would like to meet with the people in the Transition Learning Center and just, kind of give them an idea as they approach the end of their school year and, prepare for college or compete in the job market. We do plan to focus on membership in the coming months. We are at this point a small chapter, and we have had people either move away or not be as active in the chapter. But those of us who are active and certainly Kathy Randall is one of those people too. Continue to be involved, and we're hoping to also, as part of my activity on the legislative committee, I'm hoping as we do work, this coming spring, to be involved in some legislation where we will be pushing. With that, I'll turn it over to Tori.
Okay. It's going to come to you eventually, Tori.
What happened?
It'll get to you eventually. Okay. Okay. I'm presenting as president of the Chicago chapter. Chicago chapter is kind of like this old workhorse. It keeps going and going, and it's very steady and sturdy. We still have a couple of charter members, Steve Estalis, who goes back to 1968 when the affiliate and the chapter were both established. Exactly. I've been involved in the Chicago chapter for almost 30 years now, and I still sometimes feel like a newcomer because there are people who've been involved longer than I have. We have monthly meetings with a very few exceptions. We won't meet in November. We all need a break after we've had enough meetings this weekend. We generally have a program during each meeting and also conduct business. We are involved with issues around Chicago transit and paratransit issues in the city. We do fundraising to maintain our own programs plus to benefit the state. So we generally have a fundraiser about every 2 months. We do a lot of outreach. We reach out to people from the White Cane List that comes in from our national office, people who live in the Chicago area, And we also have a picnic in the summer to which we invite as many contacts as we have and try to encourage people to get to know us and learn about blindness and hand out literature and so forth. So we're busy throughout the year, and if you're in Chicago, we meet the second Saturday of the month at the Exchequer Pub and Restaurant. Come have lunch and attend a chapter meeting.
Linda Hendel is also up here at large.
Yeah.
Is here. So
Flurry's
at the mic. So
and
Avis would like to give a report as well, looks like.
Avis is too excited. I'm gonna take the mic off so I don't have to lean over. There we go. Okay. So for the I am the president of the Blackhawk chapter. We basically cover the Quad Cities, which is Moline, Rock Island, Silvis, and East Moline. Apparently, Moline and East Moline are not a thing, and there's no North, South, or West Moline. It is just Moline and East Moline. I don't know who came up with that. I'm getting sidetracked. We also accept people from the surrounding rural rural small towns where we have nothing but farmland separating us and very crappy service in those towns. But yes, I'm hoping to get a transportation. And a lot of this, for those people who are here in my chapter, a lot of this I'm going to cover in January. Because I do have several people from my board here, so I have to mention that so that they don't get, so they're not freaking out like, why hasn't she mentioned this? But I'm hoping to be able to get some transportation in order for those people who have a farmland and a half separating them from the Quad Cities. We do accept people from the Iowa side. We used to have chapters on the Iowa side and in Kewaunee, but now it's just us. So I'm hoping to get a way of transportation to make it easier for them to join us. Our charter members would be Lois Montgomery, Donna Miles, I'm guessing the Olsons as well. I'm still fairly new. So I'm still learning who is a charter member. I'm sorry?
Gardeners. They're asking, are the gardeners?
No. The gardeners haven't been at a meeting since I don't know when.
Well, it's okay.
Anyway.
No, go on. In any case,
we meet once a month, January through May. And September through December. In the summer, we usually do activities. We have an annual pool party at Lois Montgomery's house. She volunteers for pool. So if you are in the Quad City area in August, we typically try and keep the events at the same time as our meetings, which is the second Saturday of every month. So that is typically when we have our pool party. Refresh my memory, is it in July or August that we typically have it? Chirp, 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 chirp.
August.
We'll say August. And then we also have our luncheon in May, typically. Again, we meet on the second Saturday. Instead of having a meeting, we will have a luncheon at a selected restaurant that year. Also in December, instead of having a meeting, we have an annual Christmas party, which, since I am standing right next to her, I'd like to invite Denise, if she is available.
And anybody else, if you are in the Quad City area, you are more than welcome to come. Dinner is $7, and the deadline to get that in is December 1st. We need up to 40 people. If we have more, then we need to figure out something else. What else? I have several. This year has mainly been a productive year. A productive year, not a progressive year, as I would probably call it. Productive meaning we have created a better foundation. We've put in some new policies to help things run a little bit smoother, so things are not so jumbled up and things are getting miscommunicated and people are getting angry. So we did that earlier this year. Next year, I'm hoping to be more progressive in getting more members, having more activities, and more involvement. And I will turn it over to whoever wants to go next.
Okay, I'm Linda Hendel. I'm the president of the at-large chapter. I became president in April, and it is an honor that to be president. I will try to get more dues, because I heard that we had a very low on dues this year. We still have, sometimes we get a lot of calls. This is a call-in thing, by the way. I'm sure everybody knows, but I'll say it again. We meet on the second Saturday of every. Sunday.
First Sunday.
I'm sorry. Oh, okay. It's been a long weekend. Okay, we meet on the first Sunday of every month, and the call-in number is 641-715-3273, code 6324. At 7 p.m., and we do a program. Programs we have. We talked one time. We had a talk about a lot of cooking tips and stuff like that, and just different things. You could be anywhere in the state to call if you're not close to a meeting place where you can attend in person. All you gotta do is pick up your phone. That's how I got to join. It's a nice way to get together with people, even though if you can't get to a meeting, it's a. I hope to have more. Oh God, I'm getting nervous. I'm still new with this, but I hope I can do. A good job, and I'm doing my best right now, and thank you.
Yay!
Okay. Sounds like I'm in the mic now. Okay. So as you know, IABS is our student chapter. We meet via conference call every month, typically the second Sunday. This month, it'll be November 13th. Our conference call number is 641-715-3273, code 4227, IABS. Our major events as of last year after convention were spring seminar. That was over a weekend in April. The first night, we had a pizza social as a fundraiser. The following day, we had presenters from inside our organization and from outside it also. The sessions included a mock career fair, talks about extracurricular activities, and about guide dogs. And we also had an interactive yoga session. A few months after that, a couple of us went to National Convention. Amy Bosco, Jalea Anderson, Javon Baker, myself, Am I missing anyone? I don't think so. Oh, yes, Tori Clark. And plus the 2015 scholarship winners. And then several of us were volunteers for the Bell program, Katie Lynam and I. Katie did Chicago and Springfield, and I did just Chicago. Amy Bosco and I were also participants in the Freedom Link program. And that brings us up to this weekend, where we had Abs Idol, which was pretty successful. I believe we had $165 in total. And then yesterday at our student lunch, our speakers included our NABS rep, Luke Schwenk, a Pearson's representative, and a representative from the Bureau of Blind Services. And again, we remind everyone to call in to our conference call. All are welcome. And also, this is a general announcement for my board. It would be great if we could all meet in the hallway after adjournment to take a picture for the Facebook page and the website. Oh, and also, for our meetings, the details are put out on the listserv, on Facebook, through text messages, whatever means we have possible. The calendar on the website. Yeah, pretty much that's it.
Does anyone have questions for any of our chapters or division presidents? Okay, hearing none. Emma, when you can, I'm going to ask you for a list of all of your board members and their email addresses so that they can go on the website, as well as your information, your contact information, which I believe I have, so that can be on the website in case there are calls. We'll get that updated as quickly as we possibly can.